It's just after noon and we've arrived on the edge of Kobane. We're looking down across the valley at it now. Within the last, I would say, hour or so, there have been, we think, five more airstrikes. We can see plumes of smoke rising from several locations on the west side of the city. There's one big fire burning. And over there on the east side, where the two Islamic State flags are still flying, as you can hear, intense street battles going on. This is a pretty eerie place. We are within probably 200 or 300 yards of the border fence. This is a little village that was evacuated by the Turkish military a few days ago. This is right across the way from the eastern part of Kobane. There is a lot of fighting going on in the streets on this part of the city. Another huge explosion just now. We're walking across the fields from a little village just to the east of Kobane towards the border fence. And these people here are Kurds from all over Turkey. They've come here to express solidarity with the defenders of Kobane and also to vent their anger at what they see as Turkey's unforgivable decision to stand by and watch. And the crowd has now stopped short of the border under the partial shade of a few trees, and there's some banners hanging from the trees. And what's interesting is that they're listening to speeches from a delegation of Iraqi Kurds. And I think that's a measure of the strength of feeling about what's happening in Kobane, that Kurds are coming from all over the place to express their feelings.
Everybody in Kurdish society, everybody knows what bad game Turkish have played.
Martin lives in Finland, but as a Kurd, he feels he simply has to be here.
They have to do something to gain Kurdish society again.
To gain your trust?
Yeah, gain our trust. Turkish military is killing Kurdish people all over Turkey. I mean, what reason? Because they're demonstrating, because they are supporting their brothers, killing over there. And Turkish government, Turkish police killing them. It's hard to understand. I mean, when ISIS, they are demonstrate, Turkish government don't do anything, they support them. And when Kurdish people demonstrate, they're killing them.